Okay, first of all, I had a very regression the other afternoon. I went and saw my counsellor that I go and see every so often.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a regression.
Mm, where to?
My last past life.
Mm-hmm.
My last third dimensional past life.
Ah, third dimensional. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite place.
Mm-hmm. Even more favourite. I had, in my last third dimensional past life, some unfinished things that I needed to do.
Okay.
And I was put in a position where I would have considerable temptation. And obviously, I passed.
Obviously.
Considerable temptation. I was also given considerable hardship. It was an area that I was very familiar with. You want to know who I was?
Hmm. Curious.
Curious. You'd be more curious. You'd be a little bit amused, if not shocked, when I tell you who I was.
Well, I'm still getting over the pattern thing, so this should be fairly interesting.
Mm-hmm. Pattern for, No, that wasn't a shock.
Well, it was to me.
I could see a lot of similarities, mainly because Mark was interested in pattern. I did a little research, and I saw a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
I saw the fact that Micah was very shy. Early on in Patton's life, he was very shy. He stuttered.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that.
A lot of similarities. Anyway, getting back to my past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
I had, as I said, certain deeds that I needed to get done. I had certain lessons I needed to learn. And I was put in a position where I would have to face one of my worst temptations, being having absolute power. Does that tell you what I was?
Absolute power. Not royalty, I assume.
Mm-hmm. I would also have an effect in things that occurred after my death because of my position in life.
Well, the pharaohs were all kind of in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Am I getting warmer?
Very warm. This pharaoh would be deleted from history for a long time because of the position and because of a very important, without giving too much away, situation.
This isn't that female pharaoh, was it?
The one that was struck from history?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. That was me.
So my history isn't that bad after all.
Do you know what her name was?
Hephaestus.
You butcher it terribly.
Well, okay, I'm not good on names.
H-A-T-S-H-E. Anyway, it spells Hofshetsu.
That's what I mean. How am I supposed to pronounce them like that? Damn close, if you ask me.
How did you pronounce it?
Hephaestus.
Hephaestus. Hofshetsu.
All right. You got the H right.
Mm-hmm. And you got the S in there, too.
Yeah. So, what did you learn from this? The fact that you were able to maintain your humbleness no matter what your situation and position in life was?
Not really. That wasn't something I had to learn.
Was it being able to give up all the material possessions that you owned?
No, not that either. What I had to learn was the fact that I couldn't give in to my urges.
Hmm.
I had to be very discreet about my urges.
Hmm.
I had to fulfill my duty, my obligations. I had to protect somebody that I did not even like. Namely, my half-brother. I had to put up with the fact of sexism in the worst form.
Oh, yeah.
I had to learn to act tough.
Act like a man.
Mm-hmm. I had to learn control. Also, it was actually the first time that I got the opportunity to, in all my third dimensional past lives, to enjoy the company of the same sex.
Hmm.
Mainly because I wasn't allowed to have men. Although I did, and I did become pregnant, and I did have a child, I had to be kept very, very quiet. I also had to learn how to be domineering. I had to learn how to be tough.
Well, that does explain a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now, at one point, did you have to care more about other people than yourself?
Mm. I had to learn that even though everybody was responsible to me, I had to be responsible to them.
Well, what about the slavery issue?
A lot of the slaves were actually very willing to be slaves.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Especially the house slaves. They were taken care of. They were well fed. They were given every amenity that you could think of. They had it a lot better than a lot of the non-peasants, non-slaves. They had a roof over their head, they had clothing, all they had to do was behave themselves.
And do their jobs.
And do their jobs. They had food, they had time off where they could relax and gather and have fun. I didn't have any of that as Pharaoh.
Hmm. As you were actually a god,
mm-hmm.
or a goddess in this case.
No, I was a god.
God, that's right, because you're male. Then you had to have decrees and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you learn how to deal justly with your decrees as
yes.
per the situation?
I had to be very careful on what I decreed.
Well, that's good.
There were times where I wanted something so badly that I was prepared to make a decree to get it.
Hmm.
And there are a few times that I did make a decree to go and get things, expeditions as they were called, down into deep Nubia to get things.
And did you get to travel much at all this time?
Didn't have as much freedom as you would think.
Now, is this still the time of Alexandria?
Oh, this is way before then.
Way before Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still talking Thebes.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a time where Thutmose the Third. Was it Thutmose the Third? Anyway, yes, it was. He had married. And he had produced a son. And I was given the opportunity to set in motion events that would happen with Thutmose III's grandson, Amenhotep IV.
Hmm.
His son being Amenhotep III. Now, Amenhotep IV followed through on something that I was trying to do. And this was towards the end of my reign. With Amenhotep III, I had long discussions, made him very free thinking, much to his father's disgust, which led to a whole load of problems right at the end of my reign, to some very unwelcome dietary supplements. But it was an experiment that unfortunately failed. It was taken further than was anticipated and everything. But that wasn't a karmic comeback or feedback or anything, because I had learned my karmic lessons that I needed to advance to this level at that point.
Interesting. And you had no tomb, if I remember right.
Yes, I had a tomb.
But it was a really good one.
It wasn't completed, though.
Oh. Okay. Well, I knew there was some circumstances. See, this changed my whole viewpoint of that particular pharaoh, because I always thought, you know, the circumstances that brought her to power were rather unusual, and I always saw her as a power-hungry, you know, manipulator who got what she wanted through force and coercion.
Yes, there was coercion used. The thing was, I absolutely adored my father.
That's good.
And my half-brother, at first I adored him. But he was very different.
So how is it that she ended up being the ruler, yourself, and not him?
Partly because of his... he had tendencies like I did, but the other way. He also loved to fight.
So not very ruler-wise.
No. He helped to increase the empire. He made the empire quadruple in size.
Wow. That's an impressive stat. Well, that's an important life you lived then. Something that indeed had a lot of temptations and a lot of lessons to be learned. Not sure I could have handled as well as you did.
Whether or not I handled it well, history that you read differs from what I know.
Right, well, that's normal.
There were some things I made very, very big mistakes at. Early on, whilst I was learning that I could not have the bedfellows that I wanted, and was being pushed to experimenting with other options, things didn't happen as I planned. I thought I was being very clever and discreet, and I wasn't. Which led to a lot of snickering behind hands and almost a feeling of dread whenever I would go to do my regal functions.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the way you had to dress.
It was a little uncomfortable.
All bound up and everything?
Very
uncomfortable.
It actually was very, very uncomfortable at certain times.
Yeah, that I can see. Well, thank you, Kerry. That's an impressive, that's an interesting side I had not even thought of.
And if you look at some of the statues, I've become more and more masculine towards the end of my reign. I had to be.
Well, the beard was a good idea.
And that's something that I didn't wear very much, only for state occasions.
Okay.
And I had such beautiful hair early on as well. Had to learn to do away with that as well. Okay. I got to go and empty my bladder.
Okay.
And then deal with my urges.
Enjoy and have fun, and we'll talk to you next week. Hey, Tia.
Okay. Last speaker.
Okay.
Oops. Hello.
Hello, my love.
Hey, sweetie. Okay.
Interesting, your sister's aggression there.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Something that I enjoyed hearing about.
Well, in one sense, like I say, it does explain a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it more as a reward. Reward and final tests.
Hmm. Have you gone through your past life pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
On third?
Yes.
And you got through your test obviously fine.
Mm-hmm.
Similar challenges though?
Yes. It's not always the way that your last past life you're given a position of authority. Sometimes it's a real easy past life. It's just tying up loose ends, little loose ends. Sometimes it's great trauma. Sometimes you have everything taken away. And it's that giving up. You're not actually having things taken away. You're giving them away.
So you learn from the ability to give,
mm-hmm.
on how to accept.
Yes. And it's the same with healing. That you have to learn to give of yourself. When you heal, you give of yourself. Any healer, whether they are practicing third dimensional medicine, using scalpels, or their mind, or herbs, give of themselves. They give of their heart for healing. Doctors, they give of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly they get rewarded very well financially, but they give of themselves. And that's what healing is about, is helping others. And to help somebody, you do give of yourself.
Mm-hmm. So part of yourself goes with each healing, you might say?
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, if it's not something that you have easy access to, learning the knowledge is rewarded sometimes fiscally, sometimes by a simple thank you. Sometimes other ways, but the healing process is the same regardless. There are certainly people that do it just for the fiscal reward, but that's not everything. That's just not part of it for some people. Some people it is actually helping, and the caring, and all healers do care deeply about their patients.
Well, if you go into it as your financial reward, at some point you're going to have to face the people you're dealing with.
That's correct.
And you'll have to make some decisions morally about how you're going to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. The healing itself is very satisfactory, that you take something that is sick and you make it better. It doesn't matter if you're using, as you say in your planet, spiritual needs,
mm-hmm.
or physical needs. What matters is that you've tried to help and that you have succeeded. Of course, you don't always succeed, and you take those lessons and learn from them. For example, let us take a young lady that suffered from several forms of different cancer, cervical cancer, endometriosis, melanoma cancer, and what we did for her. That was very, very rewarding. And what we created was a healing program that not only healed her, but made her feel wonderful as well. It gave her something that she thought she would never have the opportunity to have. Mm-hmm. Now, you have some very powerful healing tools that are starting to come back. And I'm not referring to your own. I'm referring to the ones in your garden.
The herbs?
The herbs themselves, yes.
Yeah, they are starting to come back. Mm-hmm.
And you've got a lot of work to do to get it back even better than it was.
We're doing the work.
Oh, yes, you are.
We are doing the work. Mm-hmm. It's coming along, so.
My little sister made you to promise something a while back. And she did the right thing. At the time, I was shaking my head and going, no, don't do this, Kiri. But Kiri sometimes sees things clearer than anybody, including Tia. Mm-hmm. And I think what she did was very brave. At the time, I felt very foolish. But I don't think so now.
You know, Kiri always has an insight that's rare and precious.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes she worries me when she does things that she seems to think of on the spur of the moment. I envy her sometimes. Her connectedness to the spiritual world as well as the physical. From what I remember of my mother, she's very much like my mother, and then very much like my grandmother, or our grandmother.
I'd say the long association with your grandmother's really rubbed off.
She was always like that. Oh. A little aloof as a little girl. She was always a little aloof. Always in her own world at times. Where she would say some of the strangest of things. Some of the damnedest of things. But they always seem to be the right thing later on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And even though she's not a healer, it would help to heal. And when our mother was very, very sick in her last year or two, you know, she would often sit with our mother and say some of the damnedest of things. For example, there was a time where she said, "You'll be gone soon. You'll be happy, and we'll all be happy." All I could think of was how wrong that could be to say something like that, that we would be happy that she's gone. But when it came time for her to go, and it became to the point where we would clean her bed, and we'd have to clean her because she couldn't get out of bed, and she would soil the bed and try not to soil the bed, and then she finally passed away. It was, "I'm glad that she's out of it." Now I thought about what my sister said. Even though she's not a healer, she heals. I'm glad she's not a healer. I don't think she could control the healing, coercive side.
Yeah, it's a powerful war of two different directions.
Mm-hmm. I watch Bunny sometimes, and she fights it. She fights it hard. They both war with each other. When she healed Leah and Lyco of their animosity towards each other, she paid a very dear price.
We watched it big time in the Chummy sessions.
Mm-hmm. She paid a very, very dear price. And she blended the two together very well. But she didn't protect herself. And that's another thing with healing, that you have to protect yourself.
Well, she almost healed like she didn't care about herself, I mean.
That was part of the problem. That's what caused the problem, was that she did the healing, but she didn't care about protecting herself.
Right, it was second hand to mm-hmm. the more important thing of actually completing the healing.
But who heals the healer if the healer harms themselves?
Well, I don't think she was thinking that far ahead.
No, she wasn't. That's part of being young.
Right.
She saw the opportunity to heal somebody. She knew both of them intimately. She knew both of them better than they knew themselves. And she could make it better. She could make it better, and she wanted to make it better.
And she's come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, with that past life, it really helps understand a lot.
Oh, about my sister, yes.
And Bunny, too, she's... Bunny's got a lot of things that potential she's going to discover as she goes along.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still so young. She's still got so much to go. I mean, we're dealing with so many young people up there who've already done so much and have so much left to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really neat to be a part of that.
It is. It is. Young people. Out of all the people in channeling sessions, there's only Bunny and Laika and Tia that are younger than you. Carrie's older.
I know, but I mean in the
Syrian sense
of mm-hmm. young. I mean, they're pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I mean, compared to me, I already know what's going on there, but yeah, in the Syrian sense, they're very young and they have a lot of left to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So it's kind of interesting to see where that's all going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay, we have what? 10 minutes?
About five.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm going to put on the last speaker.
Okay.
There was actually going to be two more speakers. One that was supposed to go on where Kiri went on. Unfortunately, because of the lateness of the session, he's sound asleep. He's actually crashed out in Bunny's tent.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, last speaker.
Okay.
That's why I went, oops. Yo.
Hi, Bunny.
Yo.
Lots of conversations about you tonight.
Mm-hmm. So I hear. I've been offered a job.
Have you now?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it.
Well, good for you.
I don't like the idea of not being able to communicate.
No.
Just being a witness and being programmed. I don't like that at all.
No. If you're more like a tape recorder than you'll be most anything else.
Mm-hmm. But I learn from it.
It's true.
Because I have all that information to look at whenever I want and to study it and to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
I also get to see this mysterious representative.
Well, it's a rare opportunity. I'm glad you're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll certainly help out get this whole thing back on track again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I've never even seen her. I've asked around. I know of two people that have seen her. And they won't tell me. I could get it out of one of them, but that wouldn't be appropriate.
You know, Kara?
Mm-hmm. But now I get to see it. That's one of the other reasons I took it.
Well, congratulations. Hope you're up for the task, my dear.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be tough on you.
It's going to be fun.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be in base for a long time.
Well, for a few years.
Mm-hmm. So I understand your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-uncle is sleeping in your tent today.
Mm-hmm. He's got a snake as a pillow and... Lipitus on his chest, although Lipitus I don't think is going to be around much longer.
No.
His whiskers are drooping and his ears are long and floppy.
Getting up there in rabbit years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure.
It only seems like the first time that I arrived that he was in his prime. Fortunately, Lipitus has... There's Lipitus Jr., Lipitus Jr., 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 Jr.
He's being a typical rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Plenty of people to keep in company then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent. So how you been doing? Your studies been going well?
I've been actually distracted this week.
Why? What's up?
Well, You heard about the intern meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy and a girl that were very much appealing to my more baser instincts.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some fun for a day.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And then I had each of them again the following afternoon separately.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So I've been a little distracted this week.
Well, still, you're much better form than you were last week. I'm very happy to see that.
You. That's fun.
That's mutual fun. That's up there. Down here. Eh.
People have a weird sense about this stuff.
That's why I don't see how... This must be a great training ground to get to sixth dimension. Because you have to be able to transcend all the physical, mental, and spiritual morals that go along with third dimensional Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult.
I don't think so. I mean, you've got to understand that sex... It's sex. Cats have sex. Dogs have sex. Birds have sex. Fish have sex. Everybody's having sex. Even single-celled organisms are having sex. So what's so big about that?
Well, they don't call it sex. They call it procreation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, only the human species calls it sex.
How do you know what cats call it?
I can't see them calling it sex. I'll have to ask Kitty about that one sometime.
You might. And sex, what's the big deal about that?
Well, now, you've had bondmates, haven't you?
In past lives, yes.
What about this life?
I'm hardly old enough, Ross.
Oh, please. I mean, yeah, you're not old enough, but you have, you know, deep spiritual and physical relationships, don't you?
Not yet.
Really?
Mainly because...
That surprises me, actually.
Why?
Like, because out of everybody I know, you have the most opportunity for such. You're more open and willing to, you know...
Let somebody into me?
Or just go meet somebody. Even if it's not for sex, you're willing to go walk up to somebody at a table. You're willing to just say, hi, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know. And, you know, a lot of people are more shy than that. You have to admit, even on sixth dimension, people are more sharp than that.
That's because I'm not sane.
Oh, please. There we go with that sane thing again. What's not sane about being, you know, open-minded and open-hearted with people?
Would you walk up to a total stranger and say, hi, how are you doing?
Happened all the time down here. Would I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Yeah, but you're usually after something.
Well, yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if I have sex with them or not. I've had more partners than the one that you used to have here. Both male and female.
Right. Yeah, which is why I would wonder why it never turned into anything a little more serious.
Because there's not the connectiveness there.
Out of all those people, you didn't find anyone with that connectiveness.
You don't know what I mean by that connectiveness.
Well, probably it's a six-dimensional connectiveness you're talking about. I can't comprehend.
Yes. It is a linking not only of bodies, but of minds too. And it's more than just the sharing of the experience. It's something that accelerates... my response. It stops me from controlling my muscles.
Yeah, but you haven't had that experience. How do you know what the difference is? How can you compare it?
Because I can think back on my past lives.
Not old enough to.
How many times have you got to be told that superoperants are almost like sub-superoperants are almost like superoperants? They have access to their past lives from the get-go. So do we.
Oh. Well,
some of us do, anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think it's a 100%er.
No, it's not. And the unfortunate thing is, the more off-center you are, the more unbalanced you are, the easier the access is to the past life. My psycho mother sister has full access. I have about 80% access. Mm. And from past lives, I can tell you that those special ones, I lose that control, that muscle control that I have.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to that now in this life then?
Mm-hmm. I know what happens, I don't know the feeling.
Okay.
I haven't found that yet.
Hmm. Well, all the best to you. I do mm-hmm. look forward to hearing when you that's do why find
I've got,
that.
That's why I've got to sample everything.
Well, admittedly, you've got more chance than anybody else that I know of to get that final connectedness. Well, what happens when you do, though? I mean, I know you're not going to swear off sex. You'll still enjoy it as much as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But are you going to have...
Am I going to become into a monogamous relationship? Very unlikely.
Very unlikely, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Because I do enjoy sex. I like silk.
These the ones that Kira got you?
No. They're my own. Oh. I won't tell you how I got them.
These are from Earth, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember the story.
It's a different set.
Oh, a different set.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good deal.
Mm-hmm.
No silkworms on Hades' face?
Not on Hades' face, no. F-Silk's highly prized, you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely worth getting down for.
Okay. Hello.
Anyway, where was I? Sex.
Sanity and sex.
You've got to be a little insane to do some of the things that I enjoy.
Yeah, but at the same time, it is something you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have fun, and, you know, who's to say that that's right, or, you know, being sane and not having fun is any better.
If ever I have my mind fixed, and I learn not to blab, then I won't be me.
That's right.
Because my insanity is part of who I am.
And it's, at best, a mild insanity. One that's quite acceptable.
For the time being. Yeah. Put it this way. I won't... my intelligence will grow. My body will finish growing. But my maturity won't.
Well, you've already impressed them all more than I've heard him be impressed with most people.
That's part of my insanity, having shields that strong.
Is that what that is?
It's also grown up with the family that I grew up with.
True.